Today's term is general resurrection. The general resurrection is a truth of faith defined by the Fourth Lateran Council, quote, "All of them will rise with their own bodies, which they now have, so as to receive according to their deserts, whether these be good or bad, for the latter perpetual punishment with the devil, for the former eternal glory with Christ," unquote. The resurrection is one of the articles of the Creed. This truth is explicitly revealed in both Old and New Testaments, Job chapters 19 through 23, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 19, Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 14, Daniel chapter 12 verse 2, 2 Maccabees chapter 7 verses 1 through 13, and chapter 12 verses 39 through 46. In the New Testament, we find many clear and definite texts, especially in St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 16, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, who puts our resurrection in close relationship to that of our Lord, see John chapter 5, verse 28. Tradition is unanimous in upholding this doctrine, from the Didache to Tertullian, who wrote on the resurrection of the flesh, and to St. Augustine, who insisted on the identity of the mortal and the risen body. Reason cannot demonstrate, but can see the fittingness of this supernatural truth. St. Thomas maintains that the perfection of man is the soul and its own proper body. As the body has been associated with the soul in mortal life, so it is just and right that it be united to the soul in eternal life, and share with it the joy or the punishment merited. The resurrection is universal for all men, and it implies the individual identity of each risen person. To have this identity, it suffices that the soul take on again at least one part of the matter with which it was substantially united before death. This principle eliminates many difficulties. St. Thomas answers with sobriety several curious questions on the conditions of the risen body. See his Summa Contra Gentiles, Book 4, questions 80 through 85, and the supplement to the third part of his Summa Theologiae, questions 75 through 86. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 describes the qualities of the glorious body, which the theologians reduce to four: impassibility, or inability to suffer; subtility, or not being bound by the limitations of matter; agility, being able to move with the swiftness of thought; and splendor, or brightness. The body will thus feel and reflect the beauty and virtues proper to the blessed soul,